This year will be different, says Rose Breyer. She owns the Excellent General store in Sawyer County. For the first time, she's sold out of no trespassing signs.
Yeah. I mean, normally we sell quite a few, you know, during the hunting season. But, you know, I think most people are trying to post their land so that they don't have that type of situation again that we did last year.
Breyer expects people to walk away from trouble. Mary Jung with the Loon Saloon in Lake Nebagamon agrees.
That set a huge difference in the people's minds. You know, and I had heard earlier a bunch of people talking about how they would react if somebody came up to them, or if they, you know, were finding themselves on, you know, somebody else's land. And I think it's going to be a huge awareness for everybody.
Even so, Jung believes there'll be as many hunters as usual. Tim Colalio runs the Covered Wagon restaurant in Hawthorne. He says he hates to stereotype people, but customers say they'll be wary of Hmong hunters.
Well, sure, just talking from some of the guys in the bar here, they never have liked them, just because they come into an area and they'll take over, they'll go sit in someone else's stand, or they always just shoo them out of there, and they normally leave. But this year might be different. I don't know if they'll even be hunting around here.
Trespassing has been a problem for years, according to Ed Rurup of Ed's Pit Stop in Washburn County, but it's not exclusive to any group of hunters.
The deer hunters look at it as another hunter. They don't so much look at it as a minority or a white hunter, or I don't think they take that into account. I think they look at them as a hunter. I don't think it's a racial issue.
Rurup says as long as there's hunting and landowners, there will be problems. But he says this year he expects more people to treat each other with kid gloves. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.